Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Webjet Limited full year results briefing. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the comments over to Mr. John Guscic, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Amber. Welcome, everyone. Joining me today is Tony Ristevski, the Chief Financial Officer, and together we will go through the FY18 results presentation. Moving to slide two, delighted to announce that we were able to achieve $3 billion in TTV, which was up 54% on last year. Commensurate increase in revenue, up 54%. We'll talk through how we were able to improve our margin, revenue to TTV margin in both our B2B business and our core Webjet business. EBITDA up 71% to $87.4 million and an NPATA number up 63%. Moving on to the key highlights of FY18, record financial performance. We will spend a little bit more time throughout the deck talking about how we're able to achieve the 87.4 and what were the key drivers of the NPATA number up 63%. Delighted to also announce that the EBITDA margin was up to 30%, up a full 300 plus basis points. Key driver of our success and the key metric that we put out into the market is bookings growth. Our bookings growth increased during the year. Our four-year CAGR is now 44%. Our organic four-year CAGR is 28%. The two key drivers behind our success in FY18 were the scale benefits flowing through from the Webjet OTA. We continue to grow at a faster rate than the overall market. We've exceeded our target of 3x market growth. As a consequence, we continue to gain market share, and we now account for more than 50% of all flight bookings through the OTA channel in Australia. We've had a six-year story of improvement in our TTV margins. 6 years ago, we were operating a predominantly flights-based business, 7.5%. That's now improved to a much more well-rounded business, selling substantially more broader product range than flights only, and we're up to 10.8%, a 44% improvement in our TTV margin over that six-year period. Moving on to B2B, we are the fastest-growing B2B player in the world. Organic growth, we significantly outperformed the market by more than 15 times. Obviously, with the acquisition of Jack, we substantially outperformed that, but pure organic growth, more than 15 times underlying market growth rates. The successful integration and transformational acquisition of Jack Travel has been bedded down, and we're seeing substantial size benefits flow through to our business, and we will talk about that in some detail down the track. And as a commensurate increase in EBITDA growth, which has been a key driver of our improved overall EBITDA number. So let's get into some of the specifics with the Webjet OTA business. So overall bookings up 10%, average booking value is up 4%. The key focus for us has been on the continuous story of improving our revenue to TTV margin. That continued again in FY18, up 50 basis points to 10.8%. As a consequence, with tight cost control within our organisation, where costs were only up 11% on 20% revenue growth, we saw expanded EBITDA margins. The underlying driver of Webjet being the most successful OTA brand in Australia has been the consistent reinvestment of marketing into the Webjet business. The formula hasn't changed. We continue to operate at a constant 2% of TTV cost base to drive the outperformance in our OTA business. If we go specifically to flight bookings, you'll see that, as I've just mentioned, we now account for more than 50% of the entire OTA flight market. We exceeded our three-year growth targets. Domestic grew at 8% off a market growth of 2.5%. International grew at 14%. Of an international market bookings growth of 4.1. We now account for more than 5% of the entire domestic flight market in Australia, and we account for more than 3% of the international flight market. Whilst the numbers are impressive in their own right, they demonstrate the substantial headroom that we have available to the Webjet business as we move forward. One of the things we have called out over the last couple of years is our focus on selling ancillary revenues. They continue to become more meaningful for the overall Webjet OTA business. Our continued investment in our tech platform has facilitated the improved cross-selling of ancillary products. In aggregate, as has happened now for the last 3 years, our ancillary products have grown at a faster rate than our core flights business. In particular, cars and packages have grown significantly faster than the underlying market. And I'm pleased to report for a change that our hotels, B2C hotels business has, after a number of years of decline, starting to grow again. In aggregate, all of our ancillary products generate higher revenue, TTV revenue margins than our flights business, and contributed to the 50 basis points improvement in our core revenue to TTV margins. Moving on to Online Republic, we had a better second half than we did first half. The strategy has evolved in our Online Republic business, and we believe it's a strategy that enables us to transition to a EBITDA growth improvement in FY19. The focus has been on reducing acquisition costs for our bookings, increasing our TTV margins, and reducing the cost to serve for our customer base. That transition has largely been completed through the back end of FY18 and a little bit into the first quarter of FY19, which we believe will set us up for an improved performance from the Online Republic business. Two of the three categories delivered very strong results. Cars and motorhomes continue to deliver well in excess of their underlying market based on their booking volume and their TTV growth. The downside in our business has been a fall off in the performance of the cruise sector, in particular for obviously for us, and the margins associated with our cruise business. Our FY18 did get hit in addition by the Netflix tax, which we called out at the first half, and on a constant currency basis would have been $13.8 million. So to put it into context, we were down $1.7 million over the full year. We were down $1.1 in the first half. We were down $0.6 in the second half. We believe that the business is well positioned for EBITDA growth in FY19 based on the current trajectory and the current activities that we have done to reduce the acquisition costs in particular. Moving on to the specifics on slide 10, you can see that motorhomes grew 16% year on year. Car hire grew 14% year on year. I'll re-emphasize the point that I made at the half, which is that the improved offering courtesy of Online Republic has contributed to the improved performance of the car business in the Webjet OTA world. And cruise fell 6%, a reflection of a slowing down in the cruise market in aggregate, where cruise growth fell from calendar year 16 from 21% to 4.4%, but in particular, players like ourselves that are in the aggregation space have suffered disproportionately during the course of FY18. Moving on to our B2B hotels business, clearly we're expecting a substantial improvement on the back of the Jack acquisition, and we're delighted to confirm that that transition under WebBed's ownership has been successful, and the integration of the WebBed's into the WebBed's business has been successful. There are two key aspects to the results. One is overall bookings are up 214%, and clearly delighted to say that organic bookings, excluding Jack, are up 79%. TTV is up 181, organic TTV is up 71. We improved our margin during the course of the year, so that revenue was up 200%+, EBITDA from 400K last year to 27.2 million. The key driver is revenue to TTV margin improved on a reported basis from 7.8% to 8.4%. If we were to exclude Thomas Cook, it improved even further from 8.3% to 9.2%, driving an EBITDA margin from basically a percent to almost 24%. We're in a really strong position to continue to build on the growth rates that we achieved in FY18. The key driver, which we'll spend a little bit of time talking about, is the transitional impact of acquiring Jack and the direct contracts from Jack, as well as the contracts that we got from Thomas Cook. We've gone from a business 12 months ago that was roughly one-third of the size of the current business, generating approximately 30% of our sales through directly contracted hotels. We've built a moat around our business, and we now have more than 50% of our TTV being driven by directly contracted hotels across a TTV base that's three times the size that it was a year ago. In particular, this is a reflection of a number of things. Obviously, what we had is our direct contracts to start the year, the addition of the Jack direct contracts, the addition of the Thomas Cook direct contracts, and the specific efforts of our contracting team to increase our direct contracts in addition to that. We've now gone, in the space of a year, from 10,000 direct contracts to 21,000, and that's contributed a disproportionate outcome to both the percentage of sales that are now covered by our direct contracts, as well as the margin improvement driven by significantly larger direct contracts. We move to slide 13. It puts it into context. We've more than doubled our third-party suppliers. We've added two-thirds more direct hotel chains, more than doubled our directly contracted hotels, and sales increased more than 200%. We are in a unique position as the fastest-growing B2B player in the world to leverage our hybrid multi-supply aggregation model to drive low cost of acquisition of customers at an improved margin, as we demonstrate so far in 18, and we believe that will continue into 19. Breaking it out by regions, you can see the bookings, TTV, and EBITDA growth for each of the three regions. To remind everyone, AMEA is America's Middle East and Africa, Europe, and then Asia. I won't go through that because I'll go through each of the specifics, starting with page 15. So the Middle East market was flat, Middle East and Africa was flat, and we grew our organic bookings up 19%. We now are the number two player in the Middle East and Africa. We now operate in 25 markets in that region. And what we are seeing is increased sales through high margin products driving EBITDA growth, as represented by the vast majority of the improvement of FY17 from 2.7 million to an 11.6 million EBITDA result, up more than 300%. The Americas organic bookings up 145%, TTV up 380%, underlying market around about 3%. We established that business about 3 years ago. It turned profitable in FY18. We've expanded our predominant focus, which was North America, into South America. We now operate in 15 markets across the broader Latin America group, and the revenue TTV margins have improved substantially, contributing to the EBITDA numbers that I've highlighted on the page. On a separate note, but just as importantly, as we become a global player in the B2B space, as part of the geographic diversification that continues within our business, the United States is now the largest destination for our aggregate WebBeds customers. Moving on to Europe, which is the largest of our B2B divisions and the most and the largest contributor to our EBITDA result. Aggregate TTV up over 200%, bookings up over 230%. Organic bookings up 65% against an underlying market growth rate of 3%. Substantial growth in all of the larger European markets, in particular UK, Germany, Spain and France. The geographic diversification for our European business has continued. When we acquired the Sun Hotels business back in 2000 and FY14, more than 50% of our sales came from the Nordics. We've continued to grow our business in the Nordics, yet our overall reliance on the Nordics market has been substantially reduced as we grow into the larger markets. Stronger direct contracts continue to drive improved EBITDA margins, as evidenced by the fact that three of the largest cities that we sell in London, Paris and Rome, more than 75% of sales to those cities are through directly contracted hotels. June TTV was negatively impacted by the World Cup and the record hot summer in Northern Europe. For those who are unaware, since mid-May till the end of July, there has been the hottest summer either on record or the hottest summer since 1976 that in Northern Europe has seen a substantial change in consumer behaviour during the month of June and July for European travel. In our business, we continued to grow in June, so we didn't go backwards. However, we didn't grow on trend in the month of June and we didn't grow on trend in the month of July. I'll talk a little bit about that as we cover off our full year or our expectations for 19. The integration of Jack and Sun sales and contracting teams is complete. We are well down the path of retiring one of the two Jack IT platforms. That will be complete in the first half of 19. And as I've called out previously, our investment in improving and broadening our coverage across the European sales and contracting environments have contributed substantially to the improved TTV and EBITDA margins, and we commenced that investment in FY16. Let's move on to Thomas Cook. Just a reminder that we entered into agreement with Thomas Cook that saw 3,000 contracts being acquired from Thomas Cook. They are available for sale now through WebBeds. These contracts account for about 14% of our total directly contracted inventory, yet they accounted for 18% of our directly contracted sales. These sales, in particular in the second half, were a key contributor to our improved TTV margins. Having that depth of inventory, in particular into the European Mediterranean beach locations, helped us achieve the outperformance on our revenue TTV and ultimately our EBITDA margins for the business. Reminding everyone that Thomas Cook, we don't recognise any revenue of the sales made to Thomas Cook, so sales are up 400%. We achieved a TTV of 116 million in FY18. That will continue to substantially grow as we go into 19 and into FY20. We will call out at the half year what our expectation is both for the full year and give expectation for FY20 about what the Thomas Cook TTV will be as we move to a revenue margin opportunity with that particular business. And finally, on our B2B, we will cover off the Asia Pacific region. An incredible, fast-growing and high-potential region for us, where the turnaround in our underlying performance in the second half was very pleasing. We saw our organic bookings up over 300%, our core bookings up over 500%. We lost $2.1 million down on the $3.2 million. a better than expected result, primarily because we turned profitable faster than we expected. We were profitable in May and June, and that's continued into July. We now operate in 11 markets in Asia. We opened 3 new offices in Japan, China, and Australia during the year. And most significantly, as I have made the same style of point across the previous regions, is our direct contracts, which we had 200 at the start of FY18, we're now up to 1,500. And those 200 direct contracts accounted for 15% of our sales. So we've grown our TTV by 600%, but those direct contracts now contribute to 50%. So again, we've built out all the characteristics that we know we need to build a profitable business. Asia Pacific will make money in FY19. And we're delighted with the progress that we've made in such a short period over the last 2 years. And finally, I called this out, and I've spent a lot of time with investors and analysts explaining why this is the competitive advantage of our particular WebBeds business. We have a global distribution network now in place. We operate in a large number of source markets, selling almost the entire globe, where we're selling over 170 countries. And if we add inventory into that global distribution mix, we see an outperformance of both the ability for us to sell that inventory and the ability for us to sell that inventory at higher margins. The case in point was Jack Travel. If we took we had a commercial arrangement with Jack Travel prior to the acquisition of Jack, and they accounted for less than 0.5% of our global sales. They were one of our 30 third-party suppliers that we entered into a commercial arrangement with. And by putting that inventory mix directly through our global network, we were able to drive higher margins off that Jack sale and displace other lower margin product. And I think the graph on slide 19 accurately captures that, and it contributes to our 21,000 direct contracts comprising more than 50% of our sales. Going forward, our strategy, we're well placed organically to continue to grow our business. However, opportunities to add substantial inventory into our global distribution mix will see us accelerate that growth as we did in FY18. And finally, to finish off the summary of the units within the Webjet business, we'll talk about the corporate division. Costs are up 56%. One of the key contributors was FX losses of 2.2 compared to 1.1. We operate a business that generates almost 1.8 billion of TTV outside of Aussie dollars when you add the Online Republic business onto our B2B business. And we have hedging processes in place to minimise the volatility of our results. In FY18, it resulted in a $2.2 million loss. We continue to refine and improve those hedging processes and expect even lower volatility in FY19. The other cost increases associated with the improved group functions as we become a global business and increasing our presence through better governance, other corporate overheads and other global appointments through to support our representative businesses. So if I then move to the financial year highlights, slide 23, just to remind everyone, FY17 year was the statutory result was influenced by the one-off sale of Zuji, which generated a handsome profit, and certainly the most appropriate comparison is with the continuing operations from 17 versus 18. TTV up 54%, revenue up 54%. The revenue percentage increasing at the same level of TTV is a consequence of the outperformance of our lower margin B2B business growing at a fast rate to compensate for the growth rate that is higher than the rest of our B2C business. So delighted that revenue and TTV grew in parallel, with the underlying margin in two of our three businesses growing quite substantially. EBITDA up 71%. EBITDA margins at an ongoing continuing operations record 30%. NPATA up 63%. NPAT up 30%. EPS before acquisition amortization up 38%. EPS up 10%. Within Webjet, and doesn't matter which business unit you are part of, the focus internally is always around bookings growth and organic bookings growth. Delighted to say that over the last 4 years, our B2C business has grown at 21% CAGR. Our B2B business has grown at 147%. Agribusiness is up 44%, and organic growth of that total is almost two-thirds. So delighted with the momentum and the trajectory, and we push into FY19 with a high sense of optimism about what we can achieve. I'll now hand over to Tony, who's chomping at the bit to tell you all about the rest of our financials, and then I will come back to talk about our view of FY19.
Thank you, John. So turning to page 25, talking through the balance sheet, I'll go through the changes to the right there. I'll cover off cash in the next slide, but talking to working capital to be read in conjunction with trade receivables and other payables. The big increase year on year continues the trend that we saw at the half year with the inclusion of Jack. And the other element to consider here is the fact that we grew our business organically by 71%. Those two factors combined contribute to the vast majority of our working capital position. I'll talk a bit more about the consequence around payables and the implementation of the new ERP system. The other big material item there is the intangibles, similar to the half year. The key driver there is the acquisition of Jack Travel to our balance sheet. The big movement around non-current liabilities is primarily borrowings as it relates to the Jack acquisition. Moving forward onto the next slide, being cash. Adjusting for the build-up of payables as a consequence of the new ERP system, our normalised cash conversion came in within the guidance range on the upper end at 97%, which is pleasing. Obviously, it's a significant improvement from where we were at the half at minus 6 in terms of cash generation from operations to a positive 120. The change in working capital initially was intended to be similar to where we were last year. That build-up of payables, we are managing through the second half, so we expect to see, as a consequence, an outflow to that magnitude in the half. But that said, we expect for the year to average out across the two financial years within the range of 95 to 110% as a conversion number. Moving on to the next slide, being CapEx, being slide 27. What you'll see there is obviously the increased spend due to Jack, and the Jack spend is primarily as a consequence of the additional resources that are working on the platforms, coupled with the additional spend around corporate as it relates to the implementation around the new ERP system. Overall, we ended the year slightly above what we anticipated from a guidance perspective. That said, we do anticipate that our CapEx into the new year, being 19, will normalise at these levels relative to, you know, our expectation around EBITDA growth. So we will start to see the benefits of scale coming through into the new year. And then lastly, jump into slide 28. From a financial dividend perspective, we are declaring a final dividend of 12 cents, bringing the final dividend for the year up to 20 cents, an increase of 14% on the prior period, and which is consistent with our three-year CAGR. And that will be fully franked payable October 11. And that concludes my section. I'll hand over to John.
Okay, final slide from myself is to talk about FY19 and how we've tracked to the end of July. Webjet is almost bang on the same trajectory as it did in FY18. TTV was up 13% for the month compared to 14% for the full year of FY18. Online Republic, slightly lower TTV, but in line with our expectations where we will not be chasing every booking, and as a consequence the cost of acquisition continues to decline and our ability to improve the margin on bookings that we do make place us with a higher degree of confidence than I've had in the last 12 months about the trajectory for the Online Republic business. And on the B2B side, WebBeds, TTV up 167%. We continue to grow in all regions organically, well above market rate. The comment that I made earlier about June is relevant to July. We grew in the European market, but we did not grow on trend for the month of July. Looking forward, based on created bookings, we are moving back to trend in August and September. So overall, we're in a very strong position as we head into FY19 to continue to win share. And we can reiterate yet again that our three-year B2C growth targets of more than three times the underlying market remain relevant for this financial year, and we obviously will grow at a lot more than the five times underlying growth rate for the B2B market. To provide greater colour around our underlying performance, we'll provide a trading update at our AGM on the 21st of November. And with that, Amber, I'm happy to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Tim Plum from UBS Investment Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi guys, congratulations on a good result. Just a couple of questions from me if possible. John, are you maybe able to talk about the organic EBITDA growth within the business? Apologies if I missed it, I've had to jump onto a couple of different calls, but looks pretty strong, and maybe just talk about the acceleration into the second half, if you could touch on that a little bit, please.
Which particular business, Tim?
Overall EBITDA. I mean, when I do my back of the envelope, I'm kind of coming up with 27%. Organic EBITDA growth.
Okay. There are two drivers to that. We had obviously in the first half. In the OTA Webjet business, the margin expansion continued in the second half compared to the first half, which would have contributed to the EBITDA margin improvement. And a full year of Jack. Full 6 months of Jack, as opposed to 4 months of Jack, and the fact that in the second half in particular, we continued the skew of selling our directly contracted hotels at a higher margin. And in particular, I'd focus on two regions. You know, where we always start in every market that we go to at a low margin to establish a foothold in those particular markets. And Americas went from loss-making in FY17 to profitable in FY18. Margin improvement in the Americas business, and you saw the volume growth in our deck. And in Asia, we went from loss-making first half, profitable second half, but probably more than doubling our revenue to TTV margins, or approximately doubling our revenue to TTV margins in the second half. They're all the things that contributed to the improved EBITDA margins for the second half.
Great. And you mentioned there was a slowdown in terms of the trend for Europe given the hot summer, etc. Do you have any sense for what the EBITDA impact would have been? I mean, how much higher do you think FY18 would have been if that had continued on trend?
Sure. On trend for June, we probably would have expected somewhere between 12 to 15 million Aussie in greater sales. So let's just say that's 8% margin. So just a touch over $1 million, I would have thought would have been the impact for June.
Got it. And then on the Asia business, I mean, very good momentum there. I think previously you were targeting kind of break even in FY19 and now it's profitable at the beginning of the month. How are you guys thinking strategically about that geography? I mean, it's land grab, so do you reinvest more back into the business and maintain it at or around break even, or do you start kind of harvesting some of the margin expansion potential there?
Good questions. We strategically are interested in achieving scale across all of our businesses. Our B2B businesses, I talk about size, but I don't talk about scale just yet. We are not at the EBITDA margins that I expect in aggregate. If I go down specifically to the question about Asia, what we will do is we will have expanded in particular into three of the larger markets in Australia, China and Japan this year. It will cost us money to continue our expansion into those three markets, but in aggregate, the strong position we have in the other markets will drive a profitable result and a profitable result in aggregate. So China, Japan and Australia will be investment markets for FY19. The other eight we will operate at full margin, and we will operate as we have in every other market that we've gone to, where we operate at our normal operating scale and in an attempt to achieve scale. So in aggregate, we will make money in FY19, yet we will spend considerably in China, Japan and Australia in building out all of our direct contracts and building out direct relationships with our customers in those three important and, for us, largely untapped markets.
Great. And just one last one, if I can squeeze it in, and apologies if you went through this, but in terms of Thomas Cook, how do we think Thomas Cook costs, how do we think about the costs in FY18? And you've mentioned that it should stay relatively flat from here on in.
Other than CPI and costs of increase for employees that we've hired through annualised salary increases, there's no incremental cost being added to support that particular piece of business. So no further costs for Thomas Cook.
Right. And in terms of quantum of those costs?
We've not called that out, but it's already embedded in our WebBeds European business. It'll come as no surprise to anyone that if you look at the EBITDA, comparing it to the AMEA EBITDA, you'll see that Europe is underperforming against AMEA, and the reason being is we've absorbed all of those costs in the European business. So that will all unwind in FY20 when we start getting revenue through from Thomas Cook.
Got it. Okay, thanks, John.
No worries, Tim.
Thank you. Your next question comes from John O'Shea from Ord Minnett. Please go ahead.
Morning, John. Well done on the result, mate. I just wanted to ask a question on the Webjet.com business. Obviously, this year's result looks like a real cracker to me. How should we think about that moving into next year and the year after? I mean, obviously, you've consistently said for the B2C businesses you'd be looking at, you've given us some idea as to what sort of growth rates they've delivered, but I mean, do you think this, obviously at sale of ancillary services you mentioned as being the key driver of it, do you think that will continue, or how should we think about this year's result in the context of that business?
In the broadest possible sense, John, we continue to believe that we can outperform the market by a factor of at least three times.
Yep.
So no change, and I reiterated that on the final page. We also believe we can continue to outperform our core flights business by selling ancillaries at a faster rate. Now, if I go back, say, 3 or 4 years, and I talked about the broader Webjet business, the broader OTA business under Webjet, I would always talk about that international growth would be outpacing domestic growth. We still see that as another 3 to 5 year runway. There's no issue with the headroom that we face in that part of our operation. We've underperformed against ourselves on the domestic front with only 3% of total PAX as opposed to 5 on domestic. So we've got great growth there. And the second one, which we've continued to talk about in the last 2 to 3 years, is we believe packages which have not shifted yet to the OTA online marketplace will continue that shift. And our package performance, you know, albeit off a much lower base compared to our flights business, is substantially greater than our flights business. And we see that continuing into FY19.
Thanks very much, John, and well done again, Mike.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.